Good morning. It works. It actually works. Okay. Adam, thank you for that testimony. Thank you for that testimony. They tie in together because wherever you go, you're with family. I lived for a year in Africa. I lived for a year in Indonesia. I've visited several times to India. And whenever I go to church, it feels like home. Because the same Jesus that saved me and brought me into His family is the same Jesus that saved them and brought them into His family. We're all family. So, because you're family, you have to forgive when mistakes are made, right? You gotta love me. I'm family. Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is the time when we remember to be thankful for all the things that God has given to us throughout the entire year. What is it that you are thankful for? Have you ever thought about that? The things that you're thankful for, what are they? If I were to ask you to give one word, just one quick word.
Family.
Family? Amen. What's another thing that you're thankful for? Salvation. Talked about good health. These are things that we need to be thankful for, not only on Thanksgiving Day, but every day. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18 says that in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. How many can say amen to that verse? But sometimes we don't know if we should be thankful for every single thing that happens to us. How many of here have had a tragedy in your life? Most of us. How many here have gone on a really, really hard and rough road? Are we supposed to be thankful for that? We have to take a look at it. It says, in everything give thanks. Not for everything. Some of the things that happen to us, we really can't be thankful for, but we can still be thankful in. And that's what I want to talk about today, is being thankful in every situation. I read about two school teachers that hadn't been in contact with each other for several years. And they met at a convention. And they began filling each other in on what had happened in their lives since the last time they had met. One teacher said to her friend, "I got married 2 years ago." "Oh, that's good." "Well, no, not really. My husband is twice as old as I am." "Oh, well, that's too bad." "Well, no, not really. Because he's a millionaire several times over." "Oh, that's good." "Well, no, not really. Because he turned out to be really cheap and he wouldn't give me any money at all." "Oh, that's too bad." "Well, no, not really. He did build us a $1 million house." "Oh, that's good." "Well, no, not really. The house burned down last month." "Oh, that's too bad." "Well, no, not really. He was in the house when it burned." We need to look at the things that happen around us and give thanks to God. How many are thankful that Christmas is only 2 months away? You didn't want to hear that? Christmas. How can anybody here tell me why the Christmas wish book comes out in July? I guess it's one good thing about it coming out so early is we have lots of time to work on our wish list. How many here have ever made a Christmas wish list? Come on, put your hands up. Don't be ashamed. Okay. Thanks, Rick. Did you make one last year? You're working on it now. How many here have ever made a New Year's resolution list? Yeah? Well, just to keep things equal, how many have ever made a Thanksgiving list? Like the old hymn says, count your many blessings and see what God has done. If you were to look back this last year, Thanksgiving year ago today, and you look back at all the things that God has done for you, could you make a list of Thanksgiving? A Thanksgiving list. You know, this is not a new idea. In fact, today I would like us to look at the Thanksgiving list that King David wrote in Psalm 103, verses 1 to 5. And if you have your Bibles, please turn to that, to Psalm 103, 1 to 5. But if you don't, we're going to have it here on the overhead. And I would ask that if you're able to, that you would stand with me as I read God's Word. Psalm 103, verses 1 to 5 says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. And as we look at this list today, I pray, Lord, that you would help us to have this attitude of gratitude, that we would be thankful, Lord, for all that you've done for us. Help us, Lord, to count our many blessings so we can see how you're moving throughout our lives. We pray this in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. Thanksgiving list. First one is, He forgives all our iniquities. He forgives all our sins. The very fact that the holy and righteous God who created the universe and everything in it, the fact that He loves us is a hard thing for us to understand. But to add to that is the fact that He made it possible for us to stand in His presence without condemnation, without sin. This is something that we need to be thankful for every day of our lives. And a reminder of why we should be thankful of this is when we go out into the world and we meet people who have not met Jesus as Lord and Savior, who don't live a redeemed life, and we look at how they live and we look at how we live, and we should be thankful. We should be on our knees every day thanking God that He has saved us. You see, the Bible tells us in Romans 3:23 that we, all of us, are sinners. That we have all fallen short of the glory of God. And then the Bible tells us that there's absolutely nothing we can do about it. There's no way that we can clean ourselves to come into the presence of the holy and pure God. Isaiah 64 verse 6 says that we are all like an unclean thing. And all our righteousnesses, all of our good deeds are like filthy rags. There's no way that we can work ourselves into heaven. There's no way at the end of our lives when our good deeds will outweigh our bad deeds. There's nothing we can do to come to God. It's impossible. Yet God specializes in the impossible. Amen? There's nothing we can do to make ourselves clean in the sight of God. But God can clean us. God makes it possible that when we come to Jesus and ask Him to forgive us of our sins, we ask Him to make us His child, He cleans us up, and then He brings us into God's presence. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. How do we have our sins forgiven? First of all, we acknowledge the fact that we are sinners. And then we ask Jesus to forgive our sins. And then we receive this forgiveness. And all of a sudden, the clean, dirty becomes clean. The people without family become part of the family of God. Romans 10:9 says, if we confess with our mouths the Lord Jesus, and we believe in our hearts that God has raised him from the dead, we will be saved. So today, I am thankful that he forgives all of our sins. I'm also thankful that he heals all our diseases. All of us here have at one time or another have either been sick, had a disease, or been injured. The Bible says that God is able to heal us, and he desires to heal us. He desires to make us well. One of the great ministries of Jesus when he walked among us was healing people. In fact, the Bible says there were many times when people would line up down the road waiting to see Jesus to be healed. And he would heal people until late at night. He healed the blind. He healed the lame. He healed the chronically ill. Even the dead were healed by Jesus. Just as we saw in our first point that Jesus heals us from the disease of sin, he heals us from physical illness. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5 says that he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. We may not be able to understand everything that happens in life, but I am convinced that God is still the great physician. And I know and I know that he knows the deepest needs of my life even better than I do. And whether my need is a physical need, a psychological need, or a spiritual need, I'm sure that God will always do what is best for me. And I'm so thankful today that he heals all of our diseases according to his will. I'm thankful that he redeems our lives from destruction. Redeems our lives from destruction. I see the fact that he redeems us from destruction in two different ways. The first, he redeems us from death. Romans 6:23 says that the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. God paid the price. He redeemed us so we don't have to die. Oh, sure, this physical body will someday cease to function. And in fact, every day it ceases a little more. You know what I'm talking about? People of a certain age. But that's not the real me. It's not who I am. Who I really am will live forever in God's presence because he bought me with a price. Whether this body dies and I go to be with him in heaven, or whether he returns before that happens, I will, as it says in Psalm 23, dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The second way I see that he redeems us from destruction is in his life. He does it by giving us purpose. He gives us direction. He gives us a reason to be. Now, I believe that having a life without purpose, without a goal, is very destructive. And he redeems us from a drab life of having no goals. Getting up, eating, going to work, eating, going to bed, and repeating this ad infinitum is not a life, it's a prison sentence. God will deliver each and every one of us into a purpose-driven life if we only ask Him to. And believe me, He will give to those who ask. But if you are going to ask for a purpose, a direction in your life, be prepared to always say yes when God replies. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." I'm thankful today that He gives us a future and a hope, that He redeems us from destruction. I'm also thankful that He crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies. God gives us love. He gives us kindness. He gives us tenderness. He is full of mercy. He takes all of these things and gives them to us as a crown, as a visible showing of His great gift to us. God takes us from whatever place we are in and makes us royalty, sons and daughters of the King of Kings. He gives us all the things we desire. But, well, not all the things we desire. I desired a big moose this year and I didn't get that. But He gives us the things that we need to have but don't deserve. He gives us and then He gives them abundantly. Isaiah 63:7 says, "I will mention the loving kindnesses of the Lord and the praises of the Lord according to all that the Lord has bestowed upon us, and the great goodness towards the house of Israel, which He has bestowed on them according to His mercies, according to the multitude of His loving kindnesses." Good thing you're not up here to share that with me. I'm thankful today that He crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies. And I'm thankful today that He satisfies us with good things. Very likely, most of us here today will be having a Thanksgiving Day dinner. In our place, the preparation for that dinner started 2 days ago. How many here are having a big dinner at home? Yeah? A Thanksgiving Day dinner. One thing we know about dinners like this is there is an abundance of good things that will satisfy us. Usually the only problem with dinners like this is afterwards, because we may have eaten a little too much. With God, there is always an abundance of good things that will satisfy us. The wonderful thing is, unlike turkey or ham, we never get tired of this superabundance that He gives us. And it doesn't make us sleepy. God says in Malachi 3:10 that when we bring all of the tithes into the storehouse, that He will open for us the windows of heaven and pour out for us such blessings that there will not be enough room for us to receive it. I'm thankful today that He satisfies us with good things. So I would call upon you to spend the rest of today, to spend the rest of this long weekend, thanking God for all His goodness and all the blessings He pours out upon us. I'm going to ask the music team to come up while we reflect once more to thank Him for forgiving us of our sins, to thank Him that He heals us, to thank Him that He redeems us from destruction, to thank Him that He crowns us with His love and mercy, to thank Him that He satisfies us with good things. And I'm going to end off today with the scripture we started with in 1 Thessalonians 5:18. "In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you."